This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Look for it. We're speaking about now, we covered the five types of people in regards to the salah, that there are five types of people. Maratib al-khamsa fi salah. We covered those five, and from it is the one that is a totally negligent, the one that is that preserves the time and its honor, but he allows a waswas, this whispers of Satan, to affect him. The third one is the one that preserves its honor and fights the shaitan. And the fourth is the one that stands in the prayer and is attentive and is busy with thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to where the shaitan does not affect him. But the fifth one is the one that stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his heart is totally between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, totally attentive. And he's basically, it's almost a euphoric situation to where that salat is, he's mashghul bis-salah, he's totally busy with the salat. And that's the best type, that's the muqarrab, that's the one that comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to mention three types of hearts. If you notice, Ibn al-Qayyim, he enumerates things to make it easy for you to understand, right? So now he's enumerating three types of hearts. Before, he just talked about five types of people in the prayer. Five types of people in the prayer. And to be honest, where do you think that, let's say, the majority of Muslims may fall in under, out of those five? One and two. So he said the one that is totally negligent, and the one that preserves the arcan and the times and things of that nature, but they're always fighting the waswas affect them and distract them. The whispers affect them and distract them. I would say one, two, and three, probably. One, two, and three. You know, the highest level of the average person is probably one that's consistently fighting off the Satan. They're trying their best, right? And maybe in Ramadan, they reach four, right? They reach four. And to be totally honest, if a family member passes away or something, they may reach to five, you know, for a day or two, for a week or two, depending on the situation, right? But this is beautiful because you get to see yourself within all five of these, right? Now, Ibn al-Qayyim is mentioning three types of hearts. He says here, rahimahullah, وَإِنَّمَا يَقْوَى الْعَبْدُ عَلَى حُضُورِهِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَالشِّغَالِهِ فِيهَا بِرَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ إِذَا قَهْرَ شَهْوَتِهُ وَهَوَى. He says here, verily, the servant is strengthened in their attendance of the prayer and their being involved and busy with it, being with their Lord, if they were to overpower and have authority over their desires and their lusts, right? And then he says here, وَإِلَّا فَقَلْبٌ قَدْ قَهْرَتْهُ الشَّهْوَةُ وَأَسِرَهُ الْهَوَىٰ وَوَجَدَ الشَّيْطَانِ فِيهِ مَقْعَدًا تَمَكَّنَ فِيهِ كَيْفَ يَخْلُصُ مِنَ الْوِسْوَاسِ وَالْأَفْكَارِ. He said, the individual that is of this type, the one that overpowers his desires, and their desires do not affect them. He says, if that's not the case, then this is a heart that their desires have overpowered them, and they're captivated by their lusts, and Satan has found a place that he finds a home there. And if Satan finds a home in this type of heart, how can the heart be free from the whispers and the distractions? How can the heart be free from the whispers and the distractions? So when he mentioned these five types, now he's talking about the heart that falls into one of these five. So here, you say the one that desires does not overpower that person, they may be a four and five that we mentioned, right? Maybe three, the third one that they're constantly fighting the shaitan. But then he's saying the one that does not overpower their desires. And this is what is important here, because subhanAllah, the desires that we may have, it may not be in haram things. What's one thing that we desire that could overpower us, for example? Money, okay, money. So money could, your desire for money could overpower you at the time of prayer, for example. Let's start with the worst scenario. Your desire for money and being busy with trading crypto or fixing your website or dealing with a client, right? And the time for prayer is about to leave, but you have to finish this deal. You have to finish this research that you're doing, sending this email out, right? But the time for prayer is about to leave. That is where a choice has to be made, Because that desire that you have is not haram. It's how you provide for your family. But it teaches you prioritization. And also, now that thing, which could have, which was wajib upon you, to provide for your family by this means, becomes a distraction. Did you catch that? It becomes a distraction. That's the worst scenario. That's before the prayer leaves. What about in the middle of the prayer and the best time in the beginning of the prayer, where one leaves that off and attends to the salah? This is why as well, the adhan has a huge maqam and position in the deen. Because when you look at the sharia, Allah is always giving you an opportunity to be at your best at the actual time of the particular worship. So for example, we have the adhan that we hear at our houses. You know, inshallah, we have the adhan that goes on around. That should be a time frame for you to what? That's a signal for what?
To get ready for salah.
Because we're so used to hearing it. Oh, yes, the adhan. Right? Or that's the adhan. We continue on with what we were doing before the adhan. But in actuality, it should be a way of getting ready for salah. So what's some of the things that we could do that would signal that we are getting ready for the salah? Let's say we're sitting and watching television or we're on the internet. What's some of the things we could do? You're watching TV and what do you do? Shut down the TV. Okay. And do what? Then do what? You ask yourself, do you have wudu? You go and make the wudu. Okay. You can also do what? Sorry? Pray your sunnah, right? After you have your wudu, pray your sunnah at home. Or even better, come to the masjid, pray your sunnah. You can pray your sunnah at home as well, which is preferred as well. What else?
Pay attention or get ready for salah and talk about the religion so that you don't get distracted from the worldly.
So, okay, so you can listen to some Quran, right? Or you can put your thobe on or the clothes that you want to wear on. You call your family, say, get ready for salah. It's time for salah, right? Like that. This is how you get ready. Right, and this is, you know, a way to prepare you not only physically but as well mentally. Mentally, you start to review your day because you're about to go in front of Allah. Now Ibn al-Qayyim goes on and he says here, وَالْقُلُوبُ ثَلَاثَةٌ قَلْبٌ خَالٍ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَجَمِيعِ الْخَيْرِ فَذَلِكَ قَلْبٌ مُظْلِمٌ. He said, hearts are of three types. The first type is the empty heart, the one that is empty from faith and all good. That is the dark heart. قَدْ اسْتَرَاحَ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنْ إِلْقَاءِ الْوِسْوَاسِ إِلَيْهِ. Satan has relaxed himself from trying to whisper, the whisperings of that heart. Because he already has it under control. تَمَكَّنَ مِنْهُ. That's his residence. So he doesn't need to try to influence it. He has real estate there. Then he says here, لِأَنْهُ قَدْ اتَّخَذَهُ بَيْتًا وَوَطَنًا. Satan has relaxed from whispering to this person or this heart because he has taken it as a house and a residence. وَتَحَكَّمَ فِيهِ بِمَا يُرِيدِ. And he rules as he pleases in complete control. وَتَمَكَّنَ مِنْهُ غَايْتَ التَّمَكُّنِ. And he has the utmost control over that heart. The utmost control over that heart. And then he says, الْقَلْبُ الثَّانِي, the second type of heart, قَلْبٌ قَدْ اسْتَنَارَ بِنُورِ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَوْقَدَ فِيهِ مِسْبَاحَهُ لَكِنْ عَلَيْهِ ظُلْمَةُ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَعَوَاصِفُ الْأَهْوِيَةِ. He said the second type of heart is the heart that has been illuminated, by the faith and the iman, that has lit its torch. That illumination has caused a certain torch to be lit in his heart. لَكِنْ عَلَيْهِ ظُلْمَةُ الشَّهَوَاتِ. But upon it is the darkness of desires and passions. Certain passions and desires that person may have. فَلِلشَّيْطَانِ هُنَالِكَ إِقْبَالٌ وَإِدْبَارٌ وَمَجَاوَلَاتٌ وَمَطَامِعٌ. In this particular heart, Satan comes to it and affects it. He doesn't live there, but he visits. And his visitation is accepted at times, right? He said, فَالْحَرْبُ دُوَلٌ وَسِجَالٌ. He said, this harp is like, it's dual. It's consistent. It's a consistent battle. Consistent battle between him. This is the third type we were talking about, right? Of people in the salah. He said, وَتَخَلَّفَ أَحْوَالُ هَذَا الصِّنْفِ بِالْقِلَّةِ وَالْكَثْرَةِ. He said, people in this type vary a lot. Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, this is probably the most. The people in this type of heart vary. Their heart is illuminated with iman and faith, but Satan still has an effect on it, right? It's like a shadow that comes in the light. It doesn't stay there. It moves, right? He says there, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَوْقَاتْ أَوْقَاتْ غَلَبَتْ أَوْقَاتٌ غَلَبَتْهُ لِعَدُوِهِ أَكْثَرُ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَوْقَاتْ غَلَبَتْهُ. Hey, so there are from those that the victory of Satan is more predominant over them than the victory of the light. And he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَوْقَاتْ غَلَبَتُ عَدُوِهِ لَهُ أَكْثَرُ. So for منهم, it's the opposite. It's the person that, no, they have more of a victory over Satan. But Satan still has an effect on them, but it's less. He says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هُوَ تَارَةٌ وَتَارَةٌ. And then he said, there are some people that it's like equal. Satan 50%, that person, or Satan 49%, that person, 50, the light is 51%. And he says, القلب الثالث, and this is the third type of heart, and we'll stop here. قلب محشو بالإيمان, the heart that is brimming with إيمان. قد استنار بنور الإيمان وانقشعت عنه حجب الشيطان. He said, it is the heart that is brimming with إيمان and is lit by the light of إيمان, and the veils of passion are lifted. The veils of passion are lifted. وأقلعت عنه تلك الظلمات. And the light has been removed. The light has been removed. فلنوره في صدره إشراق. So for the light that's in his heart has a shine to it, has a level of illumination to it, more illumination and shine to it. ولذلك الإشراق إيقاد. ولذلك الإشراق إيقاد. And for that, not that shining light, it has the potential to bring light to other things, to illuminate other things, like a torch. As light, you can put light on something else and bring light to it. And he says, لو دنا منه الوسواس احترق منه. Look how he's comparing. He said, if the wiswas was to try to come close to that light, what would happen? What do you think he said? If the darkness of the wiswas came near that light that has the potentiality to bring light to something else, like a torch, what would happen to that wiswas? It would burn. It would burn away. Right? That's a comparison he's saying here. And then he says, فَهُوَ كَالسَّمَاءِ الَّتِي حُرِصَتْ بِالنُّجُومِ. It is like the sky that has been protected by the stars. فَلَوْ دَنَا مِنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ يَتَخَاطَاهَا رُجُمٌ فَاحْتَرَقْ. He says, he gives the example like the rujum, rujum al-shayateen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the chapter of Tabarak, that when the shaitan come near them, they will be shot and struck down. So that is generally, he goes on, but that is generally what Ibn al-Qayyim is talking about, the three hearts here. The heart that is totally empty, the heart that has the mixture, and the heart that is totally brimming with iman. And that comes with, as he mentioned before, the qahr, the total dominance or level of dominance over the desires and the passions. And that is what is important, that we look at what we value. And we talked about this in our last khutbah. You have to look at what you value and see if it complies and coincides with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values. And what Allah values is what He has legislated in His religion, what He has legislated in Islam, such as salah. He values that. How much do we value it? Do we wait till the end of the time of the prayer? Do we not offer it when we're able to? That shows the level of value. And that value, the result of that will be more nur that is given to the heart. And that is what we call from the tawfiq of Allah, from the huda of Allah, the guidance of Allah. The more alladhina ihtadaw zadahum huda. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those that act in a form of guidance, Allah will increase them in guidance. Meaning, in the end of the day, we as human beings just have to make the effort. The effort. And the effort is the mujahada. The effort is the struggle, and Allah loves the struggle. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that struggle in His path and allow this struggle to be a means of our expiation, to be a means of forgiveness for any sins. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Irbat ala qulubina, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wahshuna bi mahshuun bil iman, Ya Wahshum qulubina bil iman, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wathabbit aqdamina inda su'al, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustadafina fi mashariq al-ardi wa magharibaha, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wathabbithum, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Warbit ala qulubihim, Wansurhum ala a'da'ina wa a'da'ihim, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya al-azizu, Ya al-qawiyu, Ya al-mateen, Ya al-shadidu al-iqab, Ya al-muhaymin, Ya al-jabbar, Ya al-mutakambir. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.